Hello, water wizards and lawn lovers. I'm your host, Andy Humphrey, and you're listening to The Sprinkler Nerd Show. Today's episode is going to be a real gusher, titled Split Open. Let's keep listening. Split Open. There's a reason I chose this song for the intro. Okay, here you go. You ready, 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 ready? Oh, that was a fake intro. That was fake. That's a fake one. We gotta wait just a little bit more. Split Open. Who's a fan of fish? Anybody fish lovers? Here we go. It's a good song. It's from the Lawn Boy album. That's why I like it. We're all a bunch of lawn boys and girls. This is very apropos for what we're going to talk about today. Here we go. A little more. Here we go. All right, Split Open. I chose this just simply because the song is Split Open and Melt, and what I want to talk about today is split, not split open, perhaps, but really splitting the pulse of a flow sensor or a water meter. And I wanted to mention this because we're working on a little product as part of our project with IoT to develop a pulse splitter, and we've got a couple. So I'll say that if somebody would like to demo, beta test a pulse splitter, and you have an actual application, I have 5 units. So the first 5 people that want to text me, my number is 208-908-3229. I will send you a beta sample product of the pulse splitter. And what the pulse splitter is designed to do is take one pulse signal, let's say from a flow sensor or a utility water meter, and split it to 2 output devices. So you could have one flow sensor coming in, and you could split that pulse to 2 controllers. So a scenario might be you have 2 controllers because you ran out of station counts and the system expanded and you just added another controller, but there's only one flow sensor and you want to share the flow between the devices. That would be an application for the pulse splitter. Or maybe you have a pump station and the pump station needs to know the flow, but you also want that flow to go to the irrigation controller. Well, you could split the flow and send one input into the pump station, the other input into the irrigation controller. So that's what I mean when I'm talking about pulse splitting. And this pulse splitter that we are working on doesn't require batteries or power. It's passive, if that's the right way to describe it. It's a passive pulse splitter, 100% waterproof, IP68, fully submersible, potted device. Very simple, very, very small, kind of niche, you know, really. I don't know how many. It's not like there's 50,000 of these opportunities out there. But when you do venture into the commercial control space and you are working on retrofits, sometimes these funky scenarios appear where you want to do something like split a flow sensor from the single source into 2 controllers, or one controller and a data logger. Or maybe there is a city utility meter that you want to split the flow and share it with an irrigation controller. So I don't want to talk too much detail about how it works or the types of sensors, but it would be a non-powered pulse type flow sensor that we're familiar with in this industry. And if you would like to try one, I have a couple beta units. Happy to send somebody a beta unit who is interested, who will use it, who will provide some feedback. So I think that's all for this week, guys. Just a short little blurb on a piece of tech, the pulse splitter, where you might use it, why you might use it if you want to test one out. And as I continue to work on this IoT project, product, project, business, future stuff, all of that, it's just you find these little unique scenarios where there just isn't an existing tool that does the job. And so sometimes you have to find one, make your own, et cetera. I will mention that did have a little bit of experience this week working on another wireless weather station, solar powered, and set it up here at my office, filled a Home Depot bucket with concrete and a pole, and put the weather station out there, and I have the weather station reporting back wirelessly every 1 minute, and we are capturing things like wind speed, which actually comes out of the device in meters per second, and then we are converting it to miles per hour. Wind direction, solar, actually it's light in the form of lux, which you can convert to solar radiation. Then, of course we have temperature and humidity and pressure and rainfall. So we're also using one of the new optical we'll call it rain sensor, but it actually measures the rain, and it measures the rain as a form of intensity, which is measured in millimeters per hour, which is like a rate. So it's actually the rain intensity or the rain rate at which you can convert it to a volume. So it's highly sensitive, much more sensitive than a tipping rain bucket style device. Which requires a known volume in order to tip the seesaw, if you will, inside the bucket to measure. So these are very sensitive, but can also give you the volume. Let's see, what else did I miss? Wind speed, wind direction, temperature, humidity, barometric pressure, light, rain. Yeah, all wireless coming into a data logger that we have, which then connects back through our hub up to the cloud, and then you can start overlaying the data. And this is just interesting kind of putting these tools together, working in, in the lab, if you will, so that you can see things like what happens to the soil moisture, for instance, if you overlay humidity, or if you overlay solar radiation, or if you overlay temperature, how do each one of those environmental variables affect the soil moisture? And there's really not a known good system out there that allows you to do that. So that's why we're kind of building our own analytics and our own dashboards and bringing tools in order to learn, really, in order to have better eyes onto the irrigation system. So we're kind of setting to the side, command and control. Okay, we've been commanding and controlling irrigation systems forever. That is what an automatic irrigation system does, right? It turns the valve on for a period of time, then it turns the valve off. Command and control. But what's been missing are all of the analytic data points to decide when and how long. So that's where this is getting really interesting, is that we can now, the tools are now available to overlay different types of data that hasn't been able to be seen before onto that irrigation system, onto that command and control. Let's take these data points, let's capture more data, different types of data, start overlaying it onto the irrigation system so we can really start seeing the effects of our management practices. Is 30 minutes every other day the right choice? How often is it right? How often is it wrong? Why is it right? Why is it wrong? And it's a hell of a lot of fun. So anyway, here we go. That's what we had going on this week, and very excited to just put a couple of these pulse splitters out into the wild. So if you are interested, please, send me a text message, 208-908-3229. I will put one in a box and send it to you. All you have to do is install it and provide some feedback. All right? Sounds simple enough? Cool. So that's what I have for you this week. Hope everybody has a fantastic weekend. I hope your spring is off to a fantastic start and everything is good in your world. So thank you always for listening. Have an awesome weekend. We'll catch you next week on another episode of The Sprinkler Nerd Show. Happy sprinkling.